This Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd. ComEd safety is ComEd's number one priority. To find tips about electric safety for your home and family, visit ComEd.com/safety. ComEd powering lives. This is a text we received at 60123. Hey, Eric, I was wondering if the stay-at-home order that's currently in effect in many states will affect TV shows like Live PD.
Oh, wow.
I would sure love to know if that's the case, and I would also sure love to have one of those travel mugs. Thanks. Just wondering. Listen out here in Oak Forest. Signed, Tom.
Nice.
You know, because the police departments, like on Live PD, you got your Lawrence, Indiana's, you got your Richmond counties in South Carolina's, you got your Pomona's in California, and they follow them all around as they, well, deal with the degenerates and dredges of society.
Yeah.
It's fun. But it is true. I wonder if now those rules will change with live television or reality television.
Yeah, I was going to ask you what state it takes place in. It sounds like there are a few, because not every state has the stay-at-home order.
If you watch Dan Abrams, your host, he's got they've got 36 cameras in 19 different communities.
Oh, wow, we can't keep track of that.
So much.
We cannot keep track of that.
It's scary.
That we're monitoring all night with Sean Sticks Larkin.
You're going to have to just go case by case then, because some states have it and some states don't.
Okay. I was thinking, I have noticed that the past couple of days, my Live PD marathons that I usually get on A&E all afternoon, while I'm doing work for the show, I'll just throw that on in the background because I can barely watch it and still enjoy myself.
Mm-hmm.
Hasn't really been there.
Really?
A lot of the first 48.
Okay. It's another crime show. You got to solve the case in the first 48 hours or you're in trouble.
It's real. Like, you know, somebody gets murdered in whatever town, the clock starts ticking on the detectives, and they say if you don't get a big lead in the first 48... there's a good chance it's going to become a cold case.
Yeah.
Right.
And then you can watch Cold Case Files, which is also a good show.
Right. Or Forensic Files.
Forensic.
Yeah. I don't know why I said it that way.
I
don't know. Maybe we can do a little research? Can you Google, or does anybody know, Live PD status with the pandemic in place? Are they still going to continue to give us new episodes? Generally on Friday nights, I believe.
Okay.
I don't know when the new episodes are on. I don't watch it when it's actually live PD. I just watch it when it's rerun live PD.
If this is current, I mean, the first thing that came up on AETV.com, live episodes return April 3rd, 9 p.m.
There you go.
Now, whether that gets affected by all this, I don't know, but that's what it
says. That's probably why they aren't live right now, because of the pandemic, thinking they'll be able to get back live by April 3rd.
Maybe.
Hopefully. That's their goal. All right.
Well, crime doesn't stop, you know.
Well, you know, it's the most watched show on television now.
It is?
Oh, yeah. Huge ratings.
Are you just
lying? I'm telling you the truth.
Oh, I thought, okay.
What?
No, well, I was going to say, what actually has come back is the nightly news.
Yeah, well, that's for sure.
No one thought that was ever going to happen.
Right,
so
right.
Good for them, I guess.
Yeah, I try to
avoid
that.
I really need to catch an episode.
Although I do watch a little David Muir, but he is so depressed every night.
Oh, man,
tell.
But the hair's not depressed, so that's still way up there.
Top three people you'd least like to be stuck in a two-week quarantine with. It just occurred to me yesterday when Cardi B came up on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, ooh, can you imagine? You're in the middle of Live PD. She wants to talk about it a lot. Like, every time something happens, she's like, why is that happening? We need to have a big conversation.
It wouldn't be that calm, though. It'd be, like, high-pitched, loud.
You think you want to go to the basement and watch by yourself, and then she follows you down there like, oh, no. 312.
Long nails.
233-1019. Top three people you would least like to be caught in self-quarantine with. Hi, Bill.
Hello.
Hi. Top three, you vote for what?
My boss.
Your boss. Your boss. No way. Nobody wants that. Nobody likes it.
Right.
Josh.
Yes.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
Well, you know, I'm rolling along.
Excellent. Fran Drescher.
Fran Drescher.
Oh,
you know,
good one. She is. Yeah, she was in that, what's the Adam Sandler cartoon movie?
The cartoon.
Oh,
Adam
man, Selena
Sandler
Gomez
movie.
Does a voice, and Fran Drescher. Oh, it's killing me.
He's
a vampire.
You like Fran in small doses. If you like Fran, then you like Cardi B. Again, is this generation's Fran Drescher?
That's so true.
Emma, at number three, least like to be caught in a quarantine with?
Chanel West Coast.
Chanel West Coast.
Oh, I remember Chanel West Coast because I think it's a woman, and I called him a man because there was a story about him one day or her, and then they got mad at me because I'm like, like a rapper, right?
Is he accurate, Emma?
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
All right. At number two, least like to be caught in a self-quarantine with who, Janet?
Kim Kardashian.
Kardashian. Violetta is most hoping to be caught.
I know. That would be so cool.
In a quarantine. with Kim Kardashian.
I'd be okay with that.
And finally, in at number one, least like to be caught in a quarantine with who, Adele?
My fiance.
Oh, no.
That is good. That's not
a good sign. Yet you want to spend the rest of your life with him?
Yes.
Wow.
That's odd.
Again, small doses of him is what you need, huh?
Yes.
He's great in 45-minute increments. I'm sorry, did we catch you in the middle of something?
I'm going to work.
You're what?
I'm going to work.
Ah, what do you do for a living?
I'm a plumbing manager.
Oh, plumbing.
Plumbing doesn't stop either.
You got to keep the plumbing
going. Very essential.
Yep. There's been a resurgence, they say, in board games. In fact, the Chicago Board Game Cafe is now delivering family-style dinner, board games, and even cocktails to customers amid the coronavirus outbreak.
Yeah. Sounds like a lot of fun.
I heard, speaking of delivering cocktails, the state of California is now authorizing restaurants or allowing restaurants to deliver cocktails as well.
Okay.
Because that's a large part of the revenue stream for the restaurants. You know, the margins for cocktails are pretty significant.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
it costs them like 60 cents to make it and they charge you $22.
Sure. It's like pop at the movies or something. It costs nothing, but it's $5. Yeah.
Right. So the Chicago Board Game Cafe is doing this, and they say board games are becoming a new thing. People are going down in their basements, finding what board games Grandma and Grandpa used to play down there, blowing the dust off and bringing them up and trying some new things. Yeah, I alluded to it, Marsha, the board game in your house.
We play Friends Monopoly and Yahtzee.
Ah, Yahtzee.
Oh, yeah, classics.
I used to play Yahtzee with my grandpa when I was a little boy.
Another game I don't really get.
Yahtzee?
You shake something and throw something.
Yeah, you shake dice and you throw dice.
Okay,
try to get combinations. And if you're playing with my grandfather, you figure out a way to gamble with it.
Okay.
Okay, that's healthy. Like,
why am I down $6 and I'm 8 years old, Grandpa? Don't worry about it.
Life lessons.
Just give me your $6.
Yeah. You'll learn.
Yeah. Yeah. Another game that many people don't understand but is enjoying a resurgence. Lisa.
Hi, I've got my 19-year-old son home from college playing Hi-Ho Cheerio with my 16-year-old daughter.
Huh?
Shoots and ladders.
Yeah.
Wait, the 19-year-old is playing Hi-Ho Cheerio with the 16-year-old?
Here's the thing, but Lisa, I set you up with a game most people don't understand because that's not what you called about. And then you throw a Hi-Ho Cheerio at me, and everybody knows that one.
Yeah.
And backgammon.
Backgammon. Uh-huh. There we go. Uh-huh. That's the one. Because everybody's going, boy, Eric's an idiot. He doesn't know how to play shoots and ladders. Boy, how did he ever survive life? Yeah. All right, that's fine. Hi, Allie. You've broken out the board games.
Yes. Good morning.
Hi.
Husband and I have been playing Boggle.
Boggle.
Oh, I love Boggle, but I can't spell, and I always lost.
Uh-huh. So it's a spelling-based game, Allie?
Yes.
So Boggle.
Boggle, yeah.
Yeah, that's fun. All right, game you're playing in your house, Shannon.
Hi, I'm playing Sequence and Racco.
Sequence and Racco.
Sounds like a detective team.
Yeah, it does. that you would see on A&E after Live PD.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. What is Sequence? I don't think I know that one.
It's like a strategy game, so you have cards and chips, and you're supposed to... It's basically kind of like bingo, but with cards and poker chips.
Got it. And what about Racco?
It's the cards that you get dealt so many cards, and you have to put them in numerical order, and whoever gets it first wins.
I gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, my boyfriend plays really lame games, so he's
going to escape to the house. Time for another afternoon full of Racco. Or you could set up your own March Madness tournament in your basement, Steve.
Yeah, we're playing a lot of ping pong, and when we get bored with that, we play Red Dots.
Red Dots. I don't think I know that one.
Yeah, Red Dots. So when you're done with ping pong, you basically stand about 8 feet apart from each other. One player covers their face with a paddle. The other person hits the ball as hard as they can against their it hits their body, causing a red dot somewhere on their body.
Oh wow!
Now,
see, I might enjoy that.
Yeah, getting creative.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, let's inflict a couple of just minor wounds.
Oh, gosh.
You know, to pass the time. A little ping pong, March Madness with the family. Hi, Kim.
Hi.
Hi, game you're playing in your house.
Scrabble, but it's like from 1950. We saw the box.
Right, it's missing a bunch of letters.
Yeah.
Gotta
I cannot find an L to save my life. Grandpa lost all the L's. Then they put in the fake pieces of paper, and you're like, I know that's a Q.
Yeah, you start to memorize those.
I keep hearing about the COVID-19 test. I've heard it involves a deep nose swab. I mean, like, way deep. And that it's incredibly uncomfortable. But is there more to it? Because I haven't had one. I'm asking for a concerned friend.
Right.
Right. Anybody listening who has? Terry. Hi, Terry. Yo, Terry.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. You've had the test?
I did on Tuesday.
Okay.
I was at a drive-up facility for my doctor.
Okay, so you drove up, and what does the test specifically consist of?
It is a long stick that looks kind of like a Q-tip on one end, and they take that stick and stick it in your nostril all the way to the back of your throat, and then they do the other side.
Aha!
Wow! And did you ask them, like, why they have to go that far back?
And their answer was, because.
I did not.
Move along, lady.
Yeah, there were no questions. Because
that's where the germs would be.
Okay, fine.
Yeah. All right, thank you. Do you confirm, Elle, you've also had the test. Do you confirm that?
Yeah, I had the test over the weekend at the drive-through testing at University of Chicago.
How long did you sit in line to get it?
I didn't sit in line at all. It was over the weekend, and okay. You actually had to make an appointment.
Got it.
Through an online charting system.
Right.
So I just drove up, basically, and got the test right away.
What symptoms did you have, or do you have?
So I had a dry cough. I was tired, and I had some body aches.
Those are the big three.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's also how my allergies present,
right.
And I hadn't started anything like Zyrtec or Claritin. So luckily, I started that, and like the day after I got the test, I felt totally fine.
Okay. So you think you're probably negative. Did they say when you get your results?
So I got my results the next day.
Wow.
So I
had like the VIP test.
Wow.
It was a pretty quick turnaround.
All right. Thank you for that. Hi, Nurse Vince.
Hello.
Hi. You've taken the test and performed it.
Yes. I've performed the test four times now. I've had three positive results. I was actually the nurse that tested our doctor at the hospital, and he was positive.
Okay.
And I've also received the test yesterday because I had a fever of 102 and I was going into work yesterday, so they sent me home.
Right.
I'm feeling a little better today, but I presented with runny nose, cough, and the fever. I can definitely verify that we put that swab down to the nasal pharynx in the back of your throat about 4.5 inches.
Oh, my God.
And it does not feel good.
Yeah. Yeah. People, I'm guessing, respond and react pretty dramatically to that, huh?
Yeah, I've had people grab my arm and push me away as I'm doing it because it just hurts that bad.
Wow.
Very uncomfortable.
Wow. See, now this is maybe a public service to hear this because now we might listen to Mayor Lightfoot and Governor Pritzker go, oh, forget it. I'm not playing basketball anymore.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want to go outside.
That's a good idea.
Absolutely.
I want no part of that. Thank you, Nurse Vince. We hope you're okay.
Thank you.
Who knew?
Wow, yeah. It's intense.
Very, very uncomfortable. That being said, I cannot wait to get home.
Welcome to Lily's Bake Sale. Today we're offering the red velvet cupcakes that Mrs. Johnson next door called breathtaking. Cash, credit, or online payment accepted.
Just like Lily, ComEd provides multiple payment options.
Need a gluten-free or vegan? Just ask our staff.
I'm not your staff, I'm your brother.
Choose the payment option that works best for you. Auto pay, online, phone, mail, or in person. Visit ComEd.com/pay. ComEd, powering lives.
One order of gluten-free cupcakes coming right up.
Better check Celeb Bitchy here and see what's happening.
And you say bitchy so bitchy.
Yeah, celebbitchy.com. And on there, Jimmy Fallon, from, of course, The Tonight Show, has admitted that during the self-quarantine, he has been putting on some significant weight because all he's doing is eating because he feels bad. He has his house fully stocked with food. He doesn't want anything to go to waste, so he's shoveling down like 6 meals a day.
Yeah, I think a lot of us are.
Going to pack on the weight. It'll be interesting to see when we all emerge how much bigger we all are.
Bigger,
maybe,
hairier.
Maybe you've decided that you're going to try to avoid that, so you've created your own at-home workout.
Oh, that's going to go well.
Your own at-home workout. I'd like to know, 312-233-1019, what is your weird at-home workout you've put together?
Right.
Are you curling big cans of baked beans?
Yeah.
You got, like, the really big ones? You're blasting with them? Like, I talk to my dad every day. You know, my dad's 80 and is self-quarantined. You got to be careful. but he's always being concerned about exercise. My dad eats nothing but lettuce and exercises.
Aww.
That's it.
Okay.
All right.
And so I talked to him. I'm like, what are you doing? What's going on? Everything all right? He's like, yeah, I'm just completing my 18th stair climb.
Okay.
So
well.
What he's doing is he's going up and down the stairs to the basement.
Oh.
And he's doing them, like, up and down twice. Then he rests for a half hour.
Yeah.
And he goes up and down twice again. Then he rests for another half hour. And he goes up and down twice again. He does it all day long.
Wow. I bet you that is, well, first of all, they're actual stairs.
Right.
Better than a Stairmaster, right?
Right.
But second of all, I saw a guy online, or I saw a guy on TV who's online, a very fit guy who is doing this with household items around the house.
Right.
He's like, that's what you should do.
You have to be resourceful.
Yeah.
Right. Right. 312-233-1019. Your at-home workout that you have devised consists of what? Like, I keep telling myself, all right, fine. I'm going to do 100 push-ups a day. And I decided to start doing that last Monday.
And did you do any?
I have yet to actually start,
okay.
But I decided to start doing that last Monday.
Okay, right. Well, you
I
can make up for it.
I keep hoping this pandemic ends so I don't have to.
Right.
I come up with every stall tactic I can think of.
Yeah.
And eventually, I'm just going to have to give in, right?
Well, you might as well.
Over the course of the day, you just got to do 100 sit-ups over
yeah.
the course of the day. Like my dad. He's like, I got to climb the stairs 100 times by the end of the day.
But there's probably really weird ones, too, because you don't have a lot of space in your house. You don't, like, have the weights, maybe. You don't
right.
have the equipment. So you have to improvise.
Right.
So they're probably funny.
Right.
One of those giant office water cooler bottles.
Oh.
I did that yesterday. I had to change it. And it was outside. I brought it in, but I lifted it over my head, like, 5 times just to feel like I was
there
doing
you go.
Something.
Could
there
you
go.
Imagine your neighbor seeing you do that?
Think I'm nuts. Absolutely.
You know what you should do with that? You should carry it around for a half hour.
Yeah.
See, trainer Chris made me do that for a while. He would, when I would arrive for workouts, he would hand me like a significant amount of weight. So,
yeah.
right, whatever we do, just carry this around with us.
Okay.
And to carry it everywhere.
Yeah, I might actually die, but it'd be worth it.
312-233-1019. Share with us now what home workout you have devised for yourself. Go hold this up to the window.
Okay.
Oh, to Swanee's window. Swanee, this is my dad's number. Let's find out how many times he's climbed the stairs today.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And how much lettuce he's eating.
Good idea.
You know, your at-home workout. I was inspired to bring this up because of him. Called him on the way home. He's like, well, I'm on my 17th stair climb.
Right.
I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, well, when I get done with that, I'm going to do laps around the basement.
Why not?
I guess.
It's a big why not.
All right, your at-home workout. What is it? 312-233-1019. Hi there, Ellen.
Hi.
Hi, your at-home workout consists of what?
Okay, so I actually have two workouts. So the first is I do squats while I brush my teeth.
Ooh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, and then the other one, so I take care of a baby. And
all right.
I absolutely hate these, but the baby makes it fun. But I do work like a burpee with the baby where I do like a push-up over her, lift her up, lift her over my head, and then do a squat.
Oh, yeah. Well, you've got to utilize the baby as a weight.
Yeah,
is
right,
it
right,
your
right.
baby?
Oh, no, I take care of a friend's baby.
Yeah.
Oh, and by the way.
Just a baby I found outside.
Right.
Yeah.
Need some help.
Yeah, somebody had left on my porch.
It sounded weird.
Yeah. Also, what, Ellen?
Oh, yeah. Also, I met you guys on the cocktail cruise during the Christmas, so just got to say I love you guys.
Oh, thank
hey.
You for that. Thank you for that. Oh, sorry. What happened here? Everything's broken. Thank you. 312-233-1019. Hi, Mickey.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Your at-home workout consists of what?
Well, I don't have any weights because I was going to the gym and it closed. So my husband took pipe wrenches, and he took 2 3-pound pipe wrenches and put wire ties on them. And so I have 6 pounds in each hand, and those are my weights.
Really? All right, well, that works out well.
Absolutely.
And so you blast every day, getting tip-top shape?
Yeah.
You getting sore yet?
No, not yet. Yeah. Maybe we need to add another pipe wrench. But I've also taken my 3-year-old granddaughter and done squats and held her at the same time.
Hey, I got a blast with the
Ooh,
granddaughter.
Oh, yeah. Add some weight to those squats. Yeah. Your butt's going to look good.
I don't know if my dad will be awake. He might be asleep. Hey,
all
Dubs.
Those runs.
Hey, morning.
How are you getting in that home workout?
Well, one of my sons is bench pressing a couch.
Bench pressing
a
the couch?
Couch?
Ouch, that's wow. serious stuff then.
Wow.
It was pretty impressive. Him and the cats were giving him a good show and watching. So at least he was doing it and getting a workout in. So
yeah. Wow.
So he would lay down and wriggle underneath the couch and then bench press the couch?
Yeah.
If this thing goes on long enough, he might do it with you laying on it.
No, I don't think so. I'm too big for that.
Something to think about. 312-233-1019. New study says, and you might be experiencing this as you're self-quarantined together, babies smell sweet. What group stinks? That would be who, John?
The dads.
Dads stink. No, oddly enough. I am shocked by that. Dads don't stink. They smell terrific.
That was my guess.
Yeah, they smell terrific. Janet.
Yeah, boys.
Boys stink. No. Well, maybe. Sort of.
Yeah.
More specifically, what group stinks, Carol?
Teens.
Exactly right. Babies smell sweet. Teens stink. According to a new research survey conducted on moms, they said, oh, yeah, the baby smells terrific, but the teenage boy or the teenage girl, whew.
Yeah, I can see that.
Aromatic.
Not a shocker.
And you're discovering that as we're all locked in together more so than ever before. Babies smell sweet, teens stink, and blindfolded moms can tell the difference. For moms, it's the scent of their babies. Research shows most moms find the smell of their bundle of joy irresistible, while babies find their mom's odor unique. So the baby smelling your back's like, all right. One more way nature strengthens our bond that assures survival of the species. In fact, 90% of new moms, 90%, can pick out their baby by smell within 10 minutes to an hour after birth.
That's unbelievable.
That's incredible.
They can blindfold you and bring three babies into a mom an hour after giving birth. She can smell all three and go, baby B, that's mine.
Wow.
90% of the time, they're right.
You know, nature works in interesting ways. Maybe they always say, you know, that moms or pregnant women have a heightened sense of smell.
Basset hounds.
Maybe this has something to do with it.
It's crazy, isn't it? Yeah. Moms accurately picked out a strange child's development level from the smell alone 64% of the time. So somebody they don't even know.
Yeah.
They had mom smell it, and the mom's like, that's a 17-year-old. Ah, that's a dad.
Wow.
Ah, that's a baby. They can figure it all out.
Crazy.
Isn't that unbelievable? In regards to the stinky smell of teens, many parents report that a baby's odor smells pleasant, rewarding, and adorable. This seems to decline with increasing age. As a mechanism for detachment, when the child becomes more independent and separates itself from parental care, it starts to stink more to the parent.
Wow.
Okay.
That's nature's way of separating us. We're growing up.
So that being said, Post Malone hasn't seen his mom in decades.
No, absolutely.
It's not really so much Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip. It's more Eric in the Morning with Whip and Violetta and Swanee wearing blue surgical gloves. So where is Melissa? We'll find out coming up here in just a couple of seconds at 8:25. Let's take a look at the roads. Here's Violetta.
You and so many people are working from home, which is leading to empty streets. Expressways and tolls are wide open. However, the construction continues in Chicago. In Greektown, Jackson is blocked right now between Halsted and Des Plaines. Crews are working to demolish and replace that bridge over the Kennedy. It's going to take some time, though. Not ready until 2022. What's also closed is the Jackson on and off ramps. That whole time as well until 2022. Right now, we're not seeing many delays out there on the Kennedy, just 25 minutes from O'Hare to downtown. That's traffic on the mix.
826, several of you have noticed a missing component, wondering where Melissa is. She has chosen to hunker down in her Malibu mansion. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it's so huge. It's kind of like you're not even stuck at home. You're stuck in, like, your own town.
Right. Almost. It has multiple guest houses, too, so she just each day picks a different guest house.
Oh, well, if it has guest houses, maybe we can go over there.
No, she doesn't allow that.
Right, no? Right.
She's like Oprah is to Stedman. She's like, everybody stay away.
That's right.
Let's go live, see if Melissa is, I don't know what Melissa's doing. Hi, Melissa.
Hey.
Hi, Melissa, you're at home. You've chosen to stay home?
Yeah, I'm getting ready to go outside to my pool.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right.
And the mansion, the Malibu mansion.
Yeah,
Malibu.
We kind of moved on from the mansion.
Did you forget about that already?
No, I kind of just moved on. But that's good. That's good that you get to go to the pool. I'm jealous.
Yeah.
But
I'd let you come over and swim.
Thanks.
But seriously, are you, like, still in your pajamas?
I kind of have wore the same clothes for the last 2 days.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Jealous.
Did that all weekend. I don't know.
Yeah. Are you going to keep that up all weekend long? Not change clothes?
I don't
no, I might not change clothes today. I mean, what's the point? I'm not leaving the house. Nobody's smelling me.
You're so right.
Does Melissa sound like she's been alone for a while? Viola just started laughing because you're talking kind of slow. Like, you're not in performance mode. You're in relaxed, I'm at my kitchen table having coffee mode. Are you?
Oh, I kind of am, but I think I get relaxed when I pet my dog, Butch, and I'm petting him right now.
Okay.
It's really
therapeutic.
Calming.
All right. Living the dream. What do you have planned for your day? What are you going to do?
What am I going to do? Let's see. Nobody cares that we have a conference call at 11, so I'm going to do that.
That's
and
exciting.
I'm going to go inside my snap together sauna. I did that the other night.
Right. I did. I have a question about that video you posted. Were you naked?
No.
Oh, okay, because I couldn't see anything.
My bathing suit on and a towel.
Oh, okay. I didn't see that part.
Character bus.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Well, for the pool, out the back, you get the bathing suit, then you go on the sauna. It all works.
Sure. Are you going to watch anything, Melissa? You know, a lot of people are sitting in their homes and are choosing different things to begin watching or stuff, catching up on stuff that they haven't done before in order to pass the time, which we're going to get into coming up. And this is your opportunity to set it up. That's what I'm going for. You got anything?
Well, you guys were talking about that Tiger show.
Yeah.
So I might actually just go ahead and watch that today.
Okay.
And I think I'm going to go ahead and jump back onto, because I haven't finished it yet, is the second season of You, which is on Netflix.
That's scary and freaky, right?
Yeah, it's kind of scary and freaky.
Is that about the stalker? Is that what that's about?
Yeah, that's the stalker guy. He seems super, like, kind of charming and normal, but then does very naughty things. So
that's like Swanee?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, there you go.
He's misunderstood.
Yeah. All right, well, keep us up to date on all that and continue to eat those edibles. Because it's pretty obvious you're about halfway through them.
Oh, get out of here.
Listen.
Sheltering in place.
Get out of here.
Yeah, I can't deal with you right now.
I've been down at Patillo's on South Palais. Am I the only one? Thanks, Melissa. Am I the only one noticing the tone? Did I read that wrong?
I feel like she didn't want to talk to you.
No, I'm getting in the way of her day.
Well, maybe.
What are you watching? You can't even believe it. You're just staring blankly at the TV screen all day long going, I can't believe I'm doing this.
So much screen time.
I can't believe I'm doing this, but I'm going to watch another one.
Yeah.
What is it? 312-233-1019. Tracy, I also am watching this.
Yeah, 60 Days In. I love that show. It's terrible, though.
It is terrible. It is terrible.
You literally get dumber watching it.
You really do. You can feel the stupidity creeping in, can't you?
But it's one of those ones I got to do late at night so the kids don't see it.
Right. And that's it's either 60 Days In or a Live PD or 48.
Oh, yeah, Live PD.
Right.
My son Logan, huge fan of that.
Right. They're all on the A&E network.
Wow, you guys are twins.
60 Days In. If they're not playing Live PD, they're playing 60 Days In.
You know what works.
Do you know what it's all about?
Not really.
It's where a bunch of regular everyday citizens say, I can handle prison.
Yeah.
Jail? Not a problem. You want me to go in there and find out what's going on for you? And the sheriff's like, good luck. You're probably going to die.
Yep.
And then they send complete normal, everyday citizens into jail.
Not criminals.
For 60 days, and nobody knows it. Obviously, the criminals don't know
it. Right.
And you get a peek inside of what's going on. And usually, within the first 3 to 4 hours, the average everyday citizens are in full tears begging to get out.
Is there a safe word that they have? Like,
they do. There's
seriously, I want to quit now?
There's a safe movement because there's cameras on them at all the time. Like, if they get up and run their fingers through their hair, that means get me out now!
Right. My God.
Before it's too late.
Yeah, it's good times.
That's scary.
Good times. I also have watched this one, Mike.
Yeah, I watched Moonshiners, and my daughter.
I love watching Moonshiners.
What are these shows?
Yeah.
We are almost convinced that we could do it in our backyard if we wanted to.
For sure. Yeah, it's usually, correct me if I'm wrong, Mike, it's a bunch of toothless guys in Kentucky who are making moonshine illegally.
Oh.
that's Kentucky, Tennessee, West Virginia.
Right.
Tim and Tickle and Mark and Digger. You got them all.
Right. Yeah, guy's name is Tickle.
Oh, my God. And do they try to sell it to people?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like just their neighbors or like
Yeah, people real come people. Down try to, yeah, real people. Yeah, come down and try to buy moonshine from Tickle and Digger, which I think is the name of the show on the oldie station.
I've heard of that.
I think so.
Saw those guys on TV?
I think so. I don't know. I can't believe I'm watching it, Amos.
Hey, why not? Picard.
Picard. Yeah.
Picard, yeah.
Yeah, I haven't watched that one. Is it, what's his face?
Are you a Trekkie or not?
I am not a Trekkie.
Well, then you probably won't.
Yeah,
that's probably pretty much it.
Astute analysis by you, Amos. Nicely done. Can't get enough of it. Blindly watching it all day. Bess.
I am halfway through season 2 of The Golden Girls.
Oh, there you go.
Wow.
You know, the Golden Girls have become the new friends.
Yes,
everybody, my daughter's watching the Golden Girls.
I love
it's
the Golden
great.
Girls.
You can't help but smile. It just makes you happy.
You love yourself some Blanche?
Actually, I'm a Dorothy fan myself.
Dorothy.
Oh, Blanche is the hot one, though.
Yeah, that's Rue.
Yeah, Rue McClanahan.
Who, what is Betty White's character on that?
That's Rose.
Rose.
That's Rose.
I bring that up because of this headline that was just handed to me. Betty White is currently chilling in quarantine. Remember there was a big push last week, save Betty?
Yeah, everybody's like, put her in quarantine. Right. We don't want anything to happen to her.
She's an American treasure, Betty White. She's at least 130 and still going strong.
She is. She's funny.
Betty White is safe and sound at home. Her legion of fans worried about her health can take comfort. Our national treasure is being careful. Sources close to TMZ and the Hollywood Legend say Betty's in good health as she continues to self-isolate at her Los Angeles estate. We're told she has very limited in-person interactions and she's only coming in contact with people being equally cautious of the virus. Sources say 98-year-old Betty's essential errands like groceries are being taken care of for her. So she never has to leave the house.
That's great.
This Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd. ComEd safety is ComEd's number one priority. To find tips about electric safety for your home and family, visit ComEd.com/safety. ComEd powering lives.